NFL Hall of Fame coach Tony Dungy calls out Kamala Harris' faith-based abortion post. By Paul Bois on September 19, 2024. Tony Dungy, the first black head coach to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the modern era, recently called out Vice President Kamala Harris for a faith-based post in favor of abortion. In a post on Thursday, Kamala Harris said, "One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree. The government, and certainly Donald Trump, should not be telling a woman what to do with her body." In response, Tony Dungy said on X, "Dear VP Harris, I hear you make this statement all the time. Exactly what faith are you talking about when you say you don't have to abandon it to support abortion?" Dungy then cited several verses from Scripture. "Are you talking about the Christian faith that says all babies are made in the image of God? Gen 1:26, that God places them in the womb. Gen 1:5, and that we should not take any life unjustly. Luke 18:20? He added. "Are you talking about that faith or some nebulous, general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? What faith are you talking about?" As noted by Fox News, Dungy also shared a post from former NFL tight end Benjamin Watson, who called out Harris in a post that said, "A young mother from Georgia should be alive today, raising her son and pursuing her dream of attending nursing school. This is exactly what we feared when Roe v. Wade was struck down." In more than 20 states, Trump abortion bans prevent doctors from providing basic medical care. Watson said in response, "Amber Thurman's tragic death was caused by complications from legal abortion drugs and gross medical malpractice. She should have been treated immediately by physicians who instead waited too long to act. Georgia's pro-life law is not the issue. It does not criminalize doing a D&C, especially when there is no detectable fetal heart rate. Amber should be alive, and, Harris, should focus her attention on these facts so we can prevent the next tragedy rather than promoting politically motivated falsehoods," Watson added.